past 24 hours. Have you had a chance to watch the film? Have you had a chance to kind of assess the way you called the game and the way the team played?
Yeah, we got outplayed. You know, San Diego played a great game defensively, and we didn't play very well. You know, we didn't make enough impactful plays in the game to come out victorious. And hats off to them for taking away the big plays and getting the lead and forcing us to be one-dimensional there at the end. But, you know, like I said, it's not the same guy in every play. You know, a lot of people want to point their finger at the player or the quarterback, but, you know, there's a lot of things that were involved that we could have done better, and we just didn't do it.
You were asked yesterday about Andy Dalton. You said you were proud of him and the way he played. This team, it seems that the rest of the teammates as well in there always go to bat for him. You still have a lot of confidence he can be the kind of guy this franchise needs to take over.
I do. You know, I don't think he's ready to be the guy that wins the game by himself. You know, I don't know how many quarterbacks are. There's only a select few of those in the NFL. But we need to be great around him, and we weren't great around him. I wasn't great. The receivers weren't great. The line wasn't great. So, you know, he needs some help, and we just didn't get enough to him. And when he had the help, he didn't make, you know, the necessary decisions sometimes. You know, there some of it was on him too. But I think everybody had their hand in the pot as to why we didn't advance. We can all learn from it. You know, I'd love to be a lot more healthy in the game than we were going into the game, but we weren't. But there's no excuses. They just played better than us and advanced, and we didn't.
3 years into it, is he still making the progress? Is he continuing to trend upward, do you think?
I think he is. You know, it didn't show yesterday, but I think over the course of 16-game season, 17-game season, if you look at what he accomplished, you know, the points that we scored and the yards of offense that we had and the wins that we accumulated, I think that shows progress. I mean, not many quarterbacks in the league can say they won 11 games this year, 8-0 at home. I mean, that's impressive. And I don't know, people are going to ignore that fact because we lost yesterday, but his accomplishments are on paper, and he's done a great job for us leading this team into a situation where he had a chance to advance in the playoffs. We just didn't get it done, but I think overall, I think he is improving, and he still has a ways to go, no question, but he's in his third year. He's won 30 games and done some great things.
What's it like for you when you kind of go from, you know, game mode, preparation mode, and now it's where you go like this and your name's going to be out there for jobs, and I'm sure you're going to be interested in some things. Is that hard to make that transition?
Anytime you end with a loss, it's hard, and 31 teams are going to do that, and we're just one of the 31, so it's difficult when you lose because you had such high expectations coming in. We had high expectations going in yesterday. We're going to play a lot better and do some damage in the playoffs, and it didn't get done, and when it ends, it just is sudden. It happens, and it's and here you are, and saying bye to everybody. It's sad and very, very difficult, but it is what it is, and we have to handle it like men, and hopefully everybody understands that we all have improvement to do, and if they all accept that, then next year will be another force to be dealt with. So I'm happy with the way the guys play, the way their intensity was throughout the year. They played through pain. They played through injuries. They worked hard every day in practice. Very proud of coaching these guys and fortunate to coach a group of guys that we had. And now, you know, with free agency and interviews and all that stuff, we'll see where we stand next year.
You always talk about, and you're always very honest about yourself having to improve and not just the players as well. Do you think at this point in your career, and you've interviewed in the past and gotten noticed by other teams, do you feel like you're ready to take on that next step and maybe go ahead?
You know, we'll see. Every team is different in what they're looking for. But as far as myself being ready, I've been in the league now, you know, 3 years as a coordinator and obviously with my brother for a lot of years. So if that challenge were to come about, then I think I'd be ready. But I'm happy staying here, too. I love the group of guys that I'm coaching. Coach Lewis is a heck of a coach to work for, and obviously Mike Brown has provided a great environment here for us to succeed, and we have all the talent in-house to succeed soon. We just have to continue to work to get better, all of us, and I think if you can't see the progress that we've made in the last 3 years, then people have blinders on because we have made a lot of progress. It's just unfortunate we didn't play our best game yesterday, but there's a lot of great players in this room, and the future is very, very bright here. Just doesn't look like it right now. It's kind of dismal right now. It's a perfect day. It's cloudy and cold and minus 8 degrees outside. But, you know, definitely proud of the guys. But as far as myself is concerned, you know, if that situation becomes something I think I could handle, then I'll have to look at it.
Can you tell us, do you know yet? That are lined up. Your name has so far been associated with four openings, and four teams have said they've requested permission.
I was told today it's, I think, Minnesota, Tennessee, and Washington want to do interviews. I don't know when or how or where yet. I just was told that today.
And you'll go on all three?
I would assume. I went to four last year. And, you know, it's a fun trip. You know, free trip, eat some steak.
We also heard that the Lions have requested permission.
Oh, I don't know about that one. No.
Are you different now? As you mentioned, having the experience of 3 years into it, you've done this before. Do you feel like the interview process is something that's maybe was once intimidating or different, that it's easier now for that you've done it?
Well, every interview process I went on last year was different, and they are all a bit intimidating, but you just have to have confidence in who you are. And my whole thing is I'm always going to be myself. I'm never going to try to be somebody else or pretend to be something that I'm not. And if that appeals to them, then great. If not, then I'm quite happy where I'm at, although I'm sure a lot of people would like me to leave. But, you know, hopefully they'll want to keep me here if it doesn't work out.
What did you learn about last year's interview process that you can use this time?
They're all different, and they're all looking for something unique. They're all looking for somebody to come in and bring something different than what they had. But like I said earlier, I think the most important thing when you go to any interview is to be yourself and not try to be somebody you're not. And I'm going to continue to do that. And if they like me, great. And if not, I'll come back here, hopefully.